Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello, wonderful Patreon supporters. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Here is another bonus episode for all of you. I am so pleased to be able to discuss this subject with you. It's something that comes up quite a bit. There is this need with certain people, and also certain mental health professionals, certain clergy, etc., to be able to either forgive and forget if you are the victim of something, or if you're a professional, to encourage your clients, your patients, your congregants to forgive and to forget. There is this notion about it that unless you do that, you can't move on, you can't heal, you can't have a happy life. There are times that people will say to me, I have written down a lot of things that the person who wronged me has done to me, and I kept a journal of it so that I could remember because I forgive and forget too easily. So then I'm re-victimized, or I downplay what's happened to me so that I don't actually have a true sense of the gravity of what's happened to me and how I've been wronged or mistreated or abused. And they'll often say to me, my loved ones, my counselor, my pastor has said, get rid of those notes. You don't need to keep a record of all that was done to you that was wrong. Just knowing that it's there is keeping you somehow connected to it, keeping you tied down, and it's going to keep you from forgiving and forgetting. But I think for some people, they need to be encouraged to hold on to these notes because sometimes people who take advantage of other people's trust and take advantage of people being accommodating, take advantage of people being forgiving. We'll hope that then if they seem reasonable, if they seem charming, if they seem not angry anymore, that then the person who they've mistreated in the past will jump back in to that relationship, that connection, trusting the person, trusting that they're now being reasonable, trusting that they now are going to be able to treat them fairly, etc. And then it happens again, most often, because the person who did this to them in the past was able to convince them that they weren't going to do it again, but they really had no internal desire or the feeling of need to change. They just wanted the person they were with to get over it long enough so that they could do it again. And so there are people who actually need to keep looking through their notes, reviewing them, reminding themselves of the words that were used, screamed in their face, the actions that were taken that were so undermining of them or abusive or neglectful. Because if they don't remember, they will assume, just as we assume, that what is true for us is true for other people. And if we wouldn't mistreat people in that way, we might assume that that kind of behavior at the hands of someone else was maybe a one-time thing, or they believed the message that they somehow caused it, they made the person so angry, and they were willing to take the blame for it. And if they could just act differently the next time, then the person who mistreated them wouldn't do it again. Well, it's not the way it necessarily works.